The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Man, Juan, way to grab my titty. This is episode 184 of Thinking Outside the Longboard.
Stay golden, Gabe's titty.
I bounced it, by the way.
Scoop.
Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 184.
Hey, everybody.
Why do you guys make fun of how I do it every single time?
Howdy, neighbor.
I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan. Goody and I'll still be Juan at the end of the show.
Yeah. I know.
I think I'll be Tim this time.
Yeah. Not White Devil.
Not White Devil.
All right.
What is it? Ichi what?
Quetzalcoatl.
Quetzalcoatl.
You speak what you do.
And you are
Doyle.
Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about our pop culture classic, 1985. Oh shit! Yeah. I had it memorized earlier and then it went away.
Tap tap diggity tap tap.
1983.
Oh, so close.
That typing looked fake, which is weird because I know it wasn't. It just totally looked like movie typing, like bullshit. You're like.
Clack, 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 type, 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 type.
Science, 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 science.
Today we're going to be talking about 1983. I just saw a video of me going like this. That's amazing.
March 25th, 1983.
The Outsiders, starring a metric fuck ton of famous people.
Yes. C. Thomas Howell, Matt Dillon, Ralph Macchio, Patrick Swayze, Rob Lowe, Diane Lane, Emilio Estevez, Tom Cruise, and Leif Garrett are the first ones that come up here.
It's ridiculous. There is a ridiculous amount of famous people in this.
Yes.
Somebody recap this because I did not get a chance to watch it.
Me neither.
I mean, the whole movie is just about like the...
Wait a second. Million. Is Doyle the only person that watched this?
Probably.
Oh, cool. That means we can go get breakfast.
Mel knows everything about it.
Take it away, Doyle. It was also like a joke. Like, I wasn't really my pick, but then we just went with it. So I just went with it.
Was it?
Yeah, because you said something on the outside, and I was like, speaking of, that's a good pop culture classic. And then we're like, all right, it's a pop culture classic. And I was like, all right, whatever. It's good.
I don't remember that conversation.
So what do we do with this?
How do we unpack this one? Have you guys ever seen this?
I haven't seen this movie probably since I was like 10.
Oh, here comes. She's clearing her throat. She's clearing her throat, everybody.
Sit down.
This is evidently Mel's favorite book and movie.
Well, definitely need to talk about it then.
You're taking the mic. What are you doing?
She's moving shit,
She's
bitch.
Moving shit, bro.
She's moving you out, brah.
I believe it is a socioeconomic movie about the difference between socias and greasers.
Now it's how about socias or assholes. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Mel.
Hi. What are we talking about?
Some of the greasers are assholes, too, though.
Hold on, I gotta get coffee. I'm very tired.
She has the coffee already.
I know he's on a time crunch. What do you fuckers want to know?
We just talk about it.
Why you like
talking about Outsiders? Why do you like Outsiders?
Why do I like Outsiders?
Why is it your favorite book and movie?
Well, it's not my favorite movie anymore, but it was when I was a kid. It's a good book. It's a really well written book for 15-year-old girls.
What's it about? Aside from the struggle between greasers and something you said.
And Zosh.
Socials. Preppy kids and kids from the wrong side
Social
of the tracks. Yeah. I mean, essentially, you're right. It's a socioeconomic breakdown. So,
it's like what it looks like to be on either side and how both sides have their problems. But,
right.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically.
I mean, the preppy kids have problems wearing Madras shirts.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
Yeah, driving nice cars. And the greasers, you know, they have no money. They have to work all the time. And how do you afford your pomade?
Are they Dapper Dan men?
No, I think it's just straight up pomade.
Probably at that time.
They like fop.
Ew.
Not fap.
Fapping?
Fop.
The story is centralized around a family of three brothers.
The greasers?
Yes. They're the Curtis brothers. The oldest one is Derry. That's played by Patrick Swayze. And then Soda Pop Curtis, who I don't remember who he's played by.
Dude,
Soda Pop Curtis?
Yeah.
Soda That's... Pop Curtis is Rob Lowe.
Thank you.
Yes.
Who looks very different now. And the youngest is Ponyboy Curtis.
Same, he just got more orange.
And that's C. Thomas Howell.
That's C. Thomas Howell, and he's the main character.
Yes.
He's the poet of them all, and he's like the smart kid. Yeah. Like, greasers just work really hard. They don't do well in school, blah, blah, blah. But he's really, really smart, and his family wants him to do well because he's like the promise kid in the
family.
So
he's a soch greaser.
No, but he's the kid who kind of like mediates between everybody. Like, his best friend is Ralph Macchio's character. But he gets along really well.
Johnny Cade.
Yes, Johnny. He gets along really well with, like, a girl named Cherry, who's clearly a soch.
Yes.
You watched it, Doyle, so fill in, because it's been a long time.
I mean, you're basically going through the plot of it, so
it's yeah.
So basically, like, it comes down to, like, kids making stupid decisions. There's a fight. One of the soches get killed. So they got to get the two greasers out of town. Because the cops are looking for him, which is Ponyboy and Macchio.
Johnny. And they bleach Johnny's hair. Yeah,
they hop a train and hide an abandoned like building for a week.
They hide in an abandoned church. And then a fire happens in the church.
Well, the fire happens when they're on their way back.
Yeah.
In a schoolhouse.
And Johnny gets injured because a beam falls on his back.
Yeah.
And then he ends up in the hospital.
Basically, the greasers like rush the schoolhouse to get the kids out. They become like town heroes, but one of them gets burned badly to the point to where he's dying in the hospital.
Spoiler alert, he dies.
Yeah,
he dies. He did.
And then that ensues
thrilling.
A brawl thrilling. Between the soches and the greasers because there's tension, and there ends up being a street fight in a park, and that's
what they call it.
So this is essentially
Rumble.
This is essentially West Side Story.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is exactly what this is.
Okay. I was like, there's
no sharks and jets.
This story is so familiar to me.
Less snapping. It's the white version.
Also less Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. There's no Puerto Ricans.
Also just a better movie, I think, because West Side Story.
Oh. You're about to be exited out of the house.
I don't think that movie's that great.
I fucking love West Side Story. Fuck yourself.
So a little side note about Gabe, he is a rock hard dick for West Side Story.
Evidently.
Yeah.
For the Puerto Ricans or the other guys?
When you're a jet, you're a jet.
It's mostly for the snapping.
You are such a fag.
It's the dance fighting. They're really nothing for me, to be really honest.
There is no dance fighting in The Outsiders.
We saw that at the dinner theater. The West Side Story was
good. There's a real rumble.
Yeah, it's yeah. Yeah, there was.
All movies need dance fighting.
Why can't things be like. I do enjoy the simplicity of like the olden times where it's like, we gotta fucks each other up, but no knives, no shades. They're like, agreed.
Don't
Everybody
kill anybody.
Grapples. Yeah. Everybody grapples.
And they actually just show up and do that.
Bring your crow or bring my crow.
When they have the rumble,
yes.
Dally ends up getting shanked.
Because somebody
cheats. Yeah, someone cheats and brings a knife at a no knife contest.
Beaches. Does that happen in the book? Because that doesn't happen in the movie.
It absolutely fucking happens in the movie. Dallas Winston dies under the street lamp in the parking area.
Dallas
in the
Winston
park.
Gets shot after he robs the store after Macho's character dies.
Oh, yeah.
Because he goes crazy.
And then everybody cries, and it's all sad, and Matt Dillon dies, and everybody's really, really sad.
Yeah, it is sad, because he's just a kid who like freaks out after his friend dies.
Yeah.
And basically commits suicide by cop. He doesn't have a loaded gun.
No, he does not.
Although he's already dying because the store owner shot him.
He's a bad
bleeding,
guy.
Bleeding to death.
This movie sounds kind of dark.
Sounds kind of sad.
It is.
I mean, it is. It's meant to be like, this is like, you know, fucked up life for these kids, essentially.
Life is hard for
You know what happened? Their parents left them alone for too long.
They didn't even have fucking parents.
Their parents are dead. Their parents are dead. So they left them alone for too long.
Yeah, they're
way
all fucked
too
up.
Long. Way,
they're
way
like,
too
man,
long.
We have this big old mansion. What are we supposed to do with it? I'm out here
like
by myself. What the fuck?
Yeah, the Curtis brothers did not have a mansion.
It's like, if I gotta make one more Hot Pocket, I might just snap.
I'm so fucking sick of mac and cheese. What the fuck?
So,
oh, shit.
When I read the book, I got it in eighth grade. from my civics teacher, who was very young. She was like, I don't know, 23. Poor middle school lady.
This has changed your life.
Well, no. She let me borrow the book. And it looked like the fucking Bible. Every comment or anything about Soda Pop Curtis is highlighted in orange. So the whole book is just fucking highlighted in orange. And I'm like, he's not even the best character. But yeah, she had the hots for him, I guess. So
nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was 23 and she likes Rob Lowe.
And it's pretty common now.
Ew.
I agree with you. It's gross, but it's pretty common.
Yeah.
I'm hot for teacher.
The thing is, I mean, your teachers now look like fucking models. They don't look like old teachers who's going to hit you with a fucking ruler.
What's up, Donovan Good? My art teacher in high school. I mean, wow. What? No. He was only 4 years older.
Fucking wet panties over here.
Slap.
Well, now there's coffee on the mic.
Sliding off the chair over there.
No, John Moxley's not in the house. John Moxley is not in the house, but oh god, if he was.
So, as an adult.
So did they learn? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
As an adult, do you think this movie or book would have anywhere near the same impact on you as it did as a child?
No.
Like, if I read it, because I don't think I've read the book.
No, I don't. I've
seen the movie, but if I read the book, am I going to have any emotions whatsoever?
I do. I think you would because so Essie Hinton wrote the book. She was 16 when she wrote the book. You're not going to have as many emotions as you would as a teenage girl.
I don't know.
He has
a lot of emotions.
He does cry at trolls. I see your true colors, Gabe. It's okay. It's okay, Poppy.
Don't troll him.
But I'm sis.
Get out of here with that dad joke.
Look, white devil.
What told ya?
I think it would have some impact, but not nearly as much. And the book has more emotion and stuff. It's very descriptive. She's a good writer as far as like description. Not 5 pages worth of The Sky is Blue like Stephen King. It is a lot of pages.
Yeah, 5 pages is a fuckface that wrote Game of Thrones. Spend a whole chapter describing a cup.
Hey, let's also talk about how he didn't finish the last goddamn book.
You mean the Starbucks cup that was on the table?
Yeah.
Hey. So what did we glean from this movie? I don't know. Is that what happens at the end? Like, that's your message?
That's the message. Life is fucking hard. He does try to make amends with some of the socias. So
it's not really like, it's just like a slice of what I guess their life could really look like. It's not like a movie to where there's like
everything's good
after this. It's just like, this is kind of what happened to this small group of people.
And it doesn't tie up with a neat little bow. It's not a freaking 80s sitcom. Yeah,
pretty much.
It's like, here's
like Friends.
Yeah.
It's a 90s sitcom.
Oh, yeah. You're
sitcom.
Right. You're
pivot.
Right.
You're right. It's a slice of life, and sometimes life sucks, and there isn't always a happy ending.
It's kind of.
Do you want me to
innocence.
Quote the entire poem? Because I can. I have that shit memorized. You didn't even smoke any weed, dude. Y'all right?
You even have
Satan
in
that
your hand.
I guess it was like, try to keep your innocence, even though shitty shit's happening around you.
Shitty shit.
The good guy died.
Yes.
The guy who was in the middle.
Johnny died. And he was like the best out of all of them because he's like the most innocent. Because he was a little younger, right? Wasn't he kind of supposed to be portrayed as like...
I think Johnny and Pony were like the same age, like they're younger.
He was a little younger than Pony Boy, but he was like, I don't know, they were like 15.
This is Ralph Macchio's character?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's like a pure soul actually in real life.
Loki, no.
He does come off kind of pure-y.
Yeah.
I think that's why he's aged so well.
I mean, he is the Karate Kid.
That's true.
I will crane kick
you're right.
Sweep the leg.
Hopefully he doesn't like Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
He definitely does. Does he? I want to stab him in the
face. Can we not talk
about
politics today?
Oh, no.
It was a good conversation. That was actually a really good episode.
She has no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all right. In Cobra Kai, he's kind of a douchebag anyway, so fuck him.
He cheated. Fucking Ralph Macchio.
Cheater.
Yeah, you can't use face kicks. Yeah.
Oh. Did he illegal low block people?
No, he kicked somebody in the face.
He's
also
he's the villain.
If you rewatch that movie, he's the one that instigates all the fights.
Oh, like, and Karate Kid?
Yeah, he's the shit.
They bring it up in Cobra Kai when, and
yeah,
like the guy who he was called his bully in the movie. As an adult, that guy's like, fuck you. You were always fucking with me and my friends. We were just trying to get you back.
Right.
And then you went to the karate tournament and illegally kicked me in the face.
And still won.
Right.
They carried you off on their shoulders, man. Some movie shit. So, what do you think? Out of 6 out of 10, what rating?
6 out of 10 greasers.
Is it the best around?
Oh, I thought you were going to finish
no,
it.
No, I don't want to.
It's going to be really loud in somebody's ears.
No, she backed
up. I apologize.
She did this.
Oh, nice.
Marika and a handful of others.
How many greasers do I give it?
Marika listens anymore.
I miss her so much.
Probably not. I wouldn't.
I would give it 4.5 canisters of pomade.
God, that's a lot of pomade.
That is a lot
of
pomade.
So out of I don't know, 6. Canisters.
Also got a 10? That's not a good rating.
No, I don't know. Out of 6 canisters of pomade, I give it 4.5 canisters.
That's
of pomade.
Good. That's a good rating.
Minus.
It's got a thumb up and a not on fire.
Because Mel's a dapper Dan man. Oh,
I watched
fucking amazing.
Night. I think it's still a good movie. It's not gonna like
it holds up well
to the standard of it's like an Avengers or anything like that. But it's just like a solidly written movie.
Yeah,
there's some really cool old techniques that they had to use that you can't.
Yeah.
Like, that you don't use anymore today. Like how you can tell like that the background is like brought crazy up against like the foreground. Like it's two different shots. But
right.
They're blending them together because it's what they had to do.
It's a Francis Ford Coppola movie, right?
Yeah. It was very well shot, I thought. So
he's the Godfather guy.
Yes.
I still give it 2 thumbs up. It was very good. I've never read the book, so I don't know if the book's good or not.
It is. It's a well
written. I'm going to give it a 3/4 thumbs up because I believe you guys. I like West Side Story.
I'm going to give it a West Side Story is better.
West Side Story's over.
Fucking get out of my fucking house.
Are you guys gonna
He's going to start snapping at you right now.
I don't think my hands do that.
Could you imagine if like some cholo rolled up on you and just started snapping? You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
I would laugh so hard and be like, oh, I just got stabbed.
Bam!
Except us would be like, whoa, 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 man, whoa.
Whoa, chill with that.
Calm, man. Fighting,
man.
Oh, that's funny.
I can't dance, dude.
Okay, who was everybody? Thank you all for being here. Mel, thank you for sitting in.
You're welcome.
You're amazing.
You're amazing. I love your wife more, though.
Me too, so
hey, that's my husband you're talking about.
Yeah, he's
all right. Yeah, he is.
Anyway, who are you?
I said I'm Mel.
She did say that. I'm Juan.
She did. Tim. Doyle.
Be quite so
hard, John. Episode 184 of Thinking Outside the Long Box, where we all came very prepared.
I blame Doyle.
No, I do too.
Yeah.
Kind of bomb this
I would have watched both of these movies this morning. Doyle.
I still say you had a week to readjust your schedule, sir.
I did not. I had to watch 10 episodes of Lock and Key.
You did not have to watch the whole, and you never watched the entire series, so you just did that.
I usually
you
liked do.
It. You don't.
I usually do.
Name another
story. They usually don't. They usually don't. I usually do.
Warren actually
Picard and Outsider, I was completely caught up on.
Yeah, because there's 3 episodes in. I'm talking about a show that we went
it's good.
And watched, like, at the end that you actually watched the whole thing.
I don't like it when my
I do a lot.
I don't think every episode.
They don't. They're the worst prepared, usually.
That's not true. I've been really
usually.
Well prepared
I said
lately.
Usually.
Anyway, you can find out more about us
at
TOTLB.com. And, of course, you can support the show at Patreon.com/TOTLB.
Hashtag perfect life over here.
Please don't make us kill some socials.
Or some jets.
We need some funds.
Also, you can give us a call, 970-573-6148. Leave us a message. Tell us what you think of The Outsiders, because you watched it way more than we did.
Probably.
Past that.
Karate Kid.
We've already introduced ourselves.
We already did all the other things.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.